USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest supposed tell-all book about President Trump hitting shelves today. This one penned by his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who shared his misgivings about President Trump in an interview this morning.
I described Mr. Trump as a cult leader. And I was in this cult, and while I was in the cult, I was really refusing to acknowledge that the actions that I was performing for my boss were morally wrong.
Cohen started writing his memoir, Disloyal, while in prison on charges of campaign finance violations and fraud. He made those remarks on NBC News. President Trump says Americans can expect more tax cuts and fewer regulations if he wins a second term, telling reporters yesterday seven major trade deals are now in the works. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden speaking with union workers at a virtual Labor Day event.
And you can be sure you'll be hearing that word union plenty of times if I'm in the White House. The words of a president matter.
Speaking to the AFL-CIO, Biden vowed to be the strongest labor president in American history. More oppressive heat will prevail across most of the Southwest today, though in Denver, it's going to be a big weather change. That city saw triple-digit highs on Saturday, and it hit 93 yesterday, but today it's only expected to see a high of 33 degrees. It's getting several inches of snow as well. Actor Kevin Dobson is dead after reportedly suffering a heart attack at the age of 77. Dobson was best known for his role in the 70s crime show Kojak, and later as playing the character of Mac McKenzie on Knott's Landing. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A windy weekend in Oregon as 88,000 customers of Portland General Electric remain without power. After 2 days of very strong winds, Steve Corson says those winds are continuing to make it difficult for crews to restore that power.
We've still got high winds out there, as you've reported, so crews are going to be working around that to try and restore power to customers throughout the service areas.
People in Florida's tourism industry should be feeling a bit optimistic after Labor Day weekend. Despite having to run at a reduced capacity, Orlando's major theme parks, Universal and Disney, announced they did reach that capacity on all days through the weekend. The associate dean for the University of Central Florida's College of Hospitality says that should be a good sign that the tourism industry will be coming back strong in that region. And he said as coronavirus cases continue to drop in the state, Florida will again emerge as a number one tourist destination. Today is Star Trek Day. It's the 54th anniversary of the original Star Trek series debut. Cast members from different eras of the show will be taking part in 3 hours worth of virtual panels on the Star Trek Day website to speak about diversity. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.